forget about the big things, so we can talk about the small things. Forget about the big things, so we can talk about the small things. So
good morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Weeba Boor on Power Solutions on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM, where we talk about the solutions to Nigeria's endless power problems. It has been quite a weekend for the world. A Kenyan man broke 2 hours in the marathon. I used to be a long-distance runner, so we need to hype him. And if you think of how fast that is, it's like 10 times the speed of Lagos traffic. So we have to hype our African brothers for that great accomplishment. Then a Kenyan woman broke the world record in the marathon as well. Super Eagles drew with Brazil, so lots of good things. But now we're going to have even better things this morning with our guest, Gloria Ogwegbu, who is from the Renewable Energy Technology Training Institute. So good morning, Glory.
Good morning, Dr. Weeber. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. So Glory is one of the emerging stars of the off-grid energy space in Nigeria. And this journey started for her a very long time. Well, not that long ago, because she's not that old. But when she was quite young, she was sort of like our Greta Thunberg. So she started getting into climate change. But tell us about the journey and how that started. And then after that, we'll talk a bit about the business. But let's talk first about you. How did you get into climate change and then eventually power? And why did that become such a passion for you?
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Weeba. So, you know, my whole story started around late 2015 when I saw a picture. You know, I saw an image of a person, a human being, who's looking like he's turning into a fish. It was a campaign by World Wildlife Fund, WWF. And here is this image looking like somebody turning into a fish. And then the image says, stop climate change before it changes you. And I'm like, wow, is climate change this powerful? Does climate change have the right to make people look like fish? You know, so I read the campaign and found out that, you know, with the rise in temperature, you know, human skin might begin to evolve, you know, to adapt to the new temperature. You know, so that was a prediction. But at the time, it frightened me so much.
Mm-hmm. And it frightened you to take action.
Oh, yes. And then it really inspired me to begin to look into climate change. I started reading up about it. And I'm like, wow, how come people don't even know about this? Something as strong as this, are we going to look like this? Am I going to look older than my age? Will my skin turn to a fish? So, but that was the fear that pushed me to action. You know, and then I read up about it. I even wrote a book. You know, I'm like, I then began to learn even how solar energy is a clean form of energy and could help us combat climate change. In the course of my research, I started talking a lot about it. I started talking in schools because I wanted young people to know about this. Mm-hmm. Something as bad as this.
And this is, you were doing this all on your own time and funding, the book, everything was...
Yes, that was how we first started. Okay. You know, I wrote the book, made the research.
And what is the book called?
The book is called The Concept and Science of Climate Change for Adults. And then I wrote another one for secondary schools.
Okay.
Our Changing World, Understanding Climate Change for Junior Secondary Schools and for Senior Secondary Schools.
Okay.
I pushed this message in the public. I needed for people to begin to know there is something you can do. Right. There are steps you can take to stop climate change. So that was how it all started.
And when you were when you released the book and when you were doing these campaigns and visits in schools, what was the reaction? Were people accepting? Did they say, oh, I beg, stop wasting our time? What was the response?
So the truth is that the response was not good at first.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. People did not understand climate change.
Okay.
I needed to break it down a lot. That was what the book did. Okay. To bring it down to Nigeria.
Okay.
How is climate change happening in
and
Nigeria?
And what it means for us here.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. How is climate change affecting you, school students?
Mm-hmm.
How is it affecting you in the farm, in the mm-hmm. village, the mm-hmm. woman who is using firewood?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I needed to break it down because we hear things around polar bears, you know, disappearing
yeah.
from
right.
the...
Which is not relevant to
oh,
us.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
animals dying. And yeah. I didn't understand that myself until mm-hmm. I studied.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you tell the woman in the village who's using firewood that polar mm-hmm. bears are disappearing, you don't make any sense.
Right.
So, but how can you tell this woman the same thing using different words? Mm-hmm. So that was a question I posed to Senator Chris Coons when I happened to be on a panel with him in the US.
Okay.
And I asked this, how do I communicate climate change to people in the village, to people in Nigeria? This thing is bogus, but how can we make it understandable? Mm-hmm. But you can tell that woman a story of how climate change affects her.
Okay.
She's using the firewood, and after a couple of years, she's having dysentery. She's having diseases from staying long hours near CO2 that is coming from the firewood. Mm-hmm. Oh, mama, this is the reason why your cassava is not growing properly. Mm-hmm. The seasons are changing so rapidly. The weathers are unpredictable. Mm-hmm. There's a reason you did not have the same yield of cassava that you had before.
Right.
There's a reason you suddenly sneeze too much and you're having dysentery. Something is happening in our atmosphere. Now, the woman would like to listen to you if her cassava is not growing properly and you're telling her you know why. Now, that is a way you can communicate it. If you keep saying bogus international lyrics and words, nobody's going to understand what you mean. So that was how I began to talk about this. That was how I brought it down to the schools and students.
Right.
This is what goes on when you go to school. This is what's happening in the flooding that you notice outside. Mm-hmm. What happens with plastics? It has blocked our drainages so that when water has to find a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these are all the impacts. Yeah. Water always finds a way. So because water cannot pass through a drainage channel, it floods the entire place. But this is the habit that the kids need to imbibe about plastics.
Right.
Stop throwing it off the window so that it doesn't block a drainage. If it blocks a drainage, water has to flow. Eventually, those plastics end in the ocean, whereby sometimes you fetch the water and you drink it. It's a cycle of effect, and it affects everyone. Mm-hmm. This is how my passion around the environment started.
I wish the listeners could see. She's very, very passionate about this. But you pushed something in there very quickly that you didn't follow up on. So you mentioned Senator Chris Coons. So the listeners, he was the chair of the Senate Subcommittee on Africa. This is a very senior senator in the United States. So why were you talking to Chris Coons? So you obviously took your campaign beyond Nigeria.
Oh, yes. I mean, in 2016, I was invited for University of Delaware Energy Conference to serve as a keynote
speaker. And he's from Delaware.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
To serve as a keynote speaker for the evening session to talk about Africa and energy issues.
Okay.
So I was invited. I traveled to that trip with what is called the Mandela Fellowship Speaker Travel Grant.
Okay.
You know, so Senator Chris Coons was a keynote speaker for the morning section.
Okay.
And Senator Chris Coons knew me because I was a Mandela Fellow the previous year, 2015.
Okay.
You know, so he was talking about climate change, and I had the opportunity to stand with him and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, sir, you know, this thing looks really big for America. How can I bring it down here locally?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he really put me through, telling me about how I can communicate it in simpler ways.
And one-on-one, you mean?
One-on-one. I have pictures about that. You know, but that is what happened then. This was in 2016. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that's great. And then, but you also just mentioned the Washington Mandela Fellowship. So that happened before that. So you're... Your promotion of climate change and so on obviously then got that attention as well.
Yes. So basically my whole climate change interest started after I returned from the Mandela Fellowship in 2015 October, when I saw that image of a disfigured human being.
Okay.
And I'm like, are we going to look like this? And then I did a lot of research in that year before the end of the year, you know, and then the next year, 2016, I then met Senator Chris Coons.
Right.
So my Mandela Fellowship was also inspired by my activities for community growth.
Right.
Teaching people and women about energy, you know, what you can do, you know, to sustain yourself, especially women. I've always had that passion since my NYC days in 2014.
So then how did you now channel this, the climate change focus into energy in particular? What happened?
Thank you very much. So now in 2014, something interesting happened. In 2015, I started knowing about climate change. I started talking to my parents about it and the people around me. You know, but that period, my parents moved to a new house that they had built. Mm-hmm. You remember how when you're growing up, your parents lived in a rented apartment, and after a while, they built their own house.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents moved into a house that was not in the town. So it was just like off town.
And where was this?
This was in Anambra State, Oka.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But when they moved here, they were not connected to the grid in this community. So I had just come back, you know, and I went to my house, but there was no lights. Now, what my parents did is that they put on the generators, but only at night.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on only at night from maybe 8 to 11 p.m. and or more. But they were spending a lot of money purchasing fuel and diesel. I'm like, because I'd just returned from the US then. I'm like, can we keep on living like this? Mm. I took a stroll in the community. It's a small community off the town, you know. And then I saw that the problem was almost everywhere. And I started to talk to people, and I saw a solar installation that was
in the town.
In the village, yes. Now, before this time, I had just recently learned about renewable energy. Mm-hmm. I'd been studying about it. I knew that it was a solution to climate change. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this health center that was installed, you know, that had a solar installation, I was very interested. So I walked into it. I wanted to find out what's going on there. So I saw some women there. I spoke to them. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, this solar thing here, you know, what is it? She said, oh, the government did it sometime, but it's not working.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wow, how? Because then I was trying to consider solar for my family at the time. So I was making inquiries. She said, no, solar does not work. It's not working. And I'm like, that is not true. What happens here? I now discovered a new problem that sometimes the installers who make these installations do not have the right knowledge or the right training to do this. So they churn out results that are not sustainable. You know, and I found eventually that this was not a problem only in that community.
Okay.
It was all over the place. I am in panels and people are saying solar does not work.
Right.
I wanted to correct that impression because it's not true. Yeah. From my research, I started to know that actually solar was a good alternative. But instead, the people who install need education about how to properly size systems, about how to properly educate the people, the recipients, that this is what you should do. There are things you should not plug into a solar system that has already been designed for this capacity. You should not plug a washing machine if the capacity had not been calculated into it. Sometimes the beneficiaries are the one who damage the system.
Right.
There's a lot of education that has to go around that.
Right, because there is a general consensus around that. There's a feeling solar doesn't work, and it's part of what we are trying to put out,
but it's not true. I want to tell everyone who's hearing this now that it is not true. Solar works very well. The installers need to be trained. I realized that this was a deficiency around competent installers.
Yeah.
So yes, they go about, there's a lot of solar shops. Right. There's a lot of people selling solar panels, solar lamps, right? But now to design a system, they don't know how to do that.
Right.
They don't know how to, you know, properly advise a client how to use the system, what to use for it. It's called energy audit. You need to first understand what can work with the solar system. I realized that there was a problem around that. And that was how I wanted to create change. I did not want to install solar for my parents. And then there is nobody to do the proper installation.
Right, or the maintenance afterwards.
Exactly, and that. You know, so I took a course.
Okay.
I'm not an engineer,
okay,
but I took a course called Solar Power Systems Design, and I learned how to do it.
And that was here, or where did you take that?
It was here, it was here in Nigeria. It was actually an online course that I paid for in dollars, but I, you know, made that initial sacrifice because I really, really wanted, you know, to help solve this problem. And I became really more interested in it as I was doing the course. Then I had the passion to actually guide others. There are thousands of Nigerians who might need this training.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they get this training, they could actually start businesses. They could then know how to advise. They could then know how to consult. They could then go to an office and advise them on how they can go solar. It is no longer going to be a vague thing, solar. You know, solar is vague.
Right.
It's very complex. But I wanted to make it very simple.
Right.
That was how Renewable Energy Tech Training Institute was conceived in 2016 as an idea.
Okay.
As an idea, but fully launched last year. We've been 1 year old right now.
Okay.
Yes.
So now this is the company that you run and operate.
Yes.
So tell us, so it's basically providing innovative training solutions for people who want to get into the solar space, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, so tell us about what you offer, how people can access it, and so on.
Okay, yes. So now Renewable Energy Tech Training Institute wants to do two things. Prepare a group of people, including and especially women, with the expertise, with the education, to work as a competent employee in a solar company.
Okay.
Right? Secondly, we want to train and prepare a group of young people so that they can start their own solar businesses.
Okay. So it's both of them, to be employees and to be entrepreneurs.
And to be entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Yes. Some of the people who come for our trainings are already doing solar businesses.
Okay.
But they wanted to know how to install.
Okay.
Or they wanted to know how to conduct an energy audit,
okay,
so that they can add that as an extra service,
right,
to what they were already doing. So these are all the people that come. So we offer a course called Solar PV Systems Design and Sizing.
Okay.
And then Advanced Solar PV Installation, to teach you how you can do the actual installation. Some people already know how to design.
Mm-hmm.
So, but how to do the inverter and solar installation, mm-hmm, how to properly size a battery, mm-hmm, how to properly size an inverter, mm-hmm, how to properly size a solar panel. It's called sizing because you need to know the capacity that you're,
right,
giving to the client.
Right.
Now, this is what we offer. And then we also offer safety, you know, programs, solar and site installation safety programs for employees from solar companies. You know, there are a lot of solar companies who send their guys out there, mm-hmm, to do installation, but they just tell them what to do. But what about their safety?
Yeah.
Right? So we have that.
And you
course.
See solar installation, mm-hmm, being done, guys with sandals and things like that. Yeah.
Oh yes, that is very dangerous. You know, yeah, people actually take safety lightly, but
right,
it shouldn't be taken that lightly.
Right.
So we offer this course for solar businesses, mm-hmm, to send their employees for our one-day training course on solar and site installation safety.
It's one day. Just,
oh yes,
one
that
day.
One
okay.
is a full-day right. training program, you
okay.
know, to cover the basics of safety.
On-site, right?
On-site, yes.
Okay.
On-site, and then you learn everything you need to know. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these companies, when they train their employees in this site safety, they even qualify for bigger grants. All the
okay.
bigger agencies want to see that you're taking proper measures
right.
and steps, you know,
right.
to do the right job, to churn out sustainable results.
Right. And so what
yeah.
about the other courses? There, how long? 1 week, 2 weeks?
Oh yes,
how
we
long?
Have 2 week programs. We have our advanced solar PV installation for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm,
then we have our solar PV design and sizing for
okay.
1 week,
okay,
then we have marketing for the renewable energy industry for 1 week,
okay,
then we have mini grid designs, that one is the longest, for 1 month,
okay,
and then we have, most importantly, which is the one that I teach at the mm-hmm. Institute, mm-hmm, Solar PV Entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Teaching you everything around sales, market trends, commercial solar,
mm-hmm,
trends in the market, solar in Nigeria,
mm-hmm,
market audience, your target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of our trainees right now are doing well in the market
right.
because they went through this particular training at the Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Another important thing that I do, because it's my passion, is that we offer a free environmental sustainability and climate change course
okay.
as an introduction when the students come, right?
Okay.
Because, you know, how it started for me, like I said earlier, is because of my interest to see that we attain a sustainable environment.
Right.
Let us play our part. We all saw the videos of flooding in Lagos, and they say, oh, it's flooding, it's infrastructure. No, it's climate change. There's something called extreme weather events.
Right.
So sometimes it rains, it's extreme, flooding everywhere. And then in the north, you have droughts. They don't have rain. In the south, coastal cities, Lagos is a coastal city, we have unpredictable rainfall, an increase in rain. How many people, I'm sure many of my listeners, have noticed that it rains almost every morning? It rains almost every morning on the island. It rains almost every morning. Now, that is an increase in weather. Sorry, an increase in rainfall. That is a climate impact. It's not. And then I'm sure that if you're in Nigeria, when we were small, there were seasons. But now it is unpredictable. Sometimes Harmattan comes in January. Then the other
mm-hmm.
one comes around March. Then it rains in February
right.
instead of in May.
Right.
Now, these are unpredictable weather patterns that, you know, that are caused by climate change. Education is very important. So that is part of my passion for moving into the renewable energy field, because
right.
I wanted to play my own part
mm-hmm.
to solve this problem.
Right.
That is why we offer that course for free. So anyone interested, excuse me, can
mm-hmm.
even come. We offer it for free. Can come to our office and take the course for free and understand how you can play a role in your community, in your office,
yeah.
in your school, how you can be a climate advocate and a solar champion.
All right, so and let's actually go to the phone lines now. Zainab, can you play the numbers for us?
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993,
and 01-277-3993.
This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Yes, what's your name, please?
My name is Emeka.
All right, Emeka, and where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from Lagos.
From Lagos, okay.
Yeah.
All right, what is your question for Glory?
Yeah, I'm just tuning in and quite interesting. renewable energy is the place to go right now. Can I find out, does she have a website? Where's the location of your training institute? What's the minimum age for, you know, do you have any age limits or minimum age for training, the location, and probably how can I get the necessary information for the training? Probably costs, like the one she does herself.
All right. Okay. So you know what? We have several calls. So let's take the next one before it drops.
No problem.
And then we'll answer that. Okay. So next call. All right. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. What is your name, please?
My name is Daniel.
All right. And where are you calling us from?
Coming from Apapa.
All right. From Apapa. So what is your question for Glory this morning?
I'm not asking a question, but I want to know more of what she just said.
Okay. So you want to know how to get the training and cost and that kind of thing?
How to get the training, yes, and where, and address, and how to
okay.
be part of it.
All right, fine. Okay, so we'll come to that in a sec. Let's take one more call. Oh, the phone lines are ringing. Are you taking all these down?
Yes.
Okay, one more. All right, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, what's your question? What's your name first?
My name is Harry.
Henry, okay, and what is your question this morning for Glory?
Regarding the solar installation.
Yes.
And the materials used. Most of the products I've come across probably made in China.
Okay.
These are not, the authenticity is not as good as coming from places like US.
Okay.
And this a lot of people. Concern.
Okay, so you're worried about the accountability of Chinese products?
Exactly.
Okay.
This is what most of the people concern, that they're not good, they're not working.
Okay.
The quality, the substandard are coming into the country.
Okay.
And if you look at the some of the factors.
Okay. All right. So we'll take that up with Glory. She can advise also on that. So Glory, let's now answer the questions. If you can give the details on how people can get your training, how they can register, and then after that, we'll talk about the quality issue.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, people can check. Somebody asked for website, www.retti.com.ng. www.reti.com.ng, and you can also call us on 0701-8833-484, 0701-8833-484. We have a solar PV design training coming up on Monday, 21st October.
Is there still space for people to join?
Actually, there is. So, you know, because of this conversation now, we would make that room for more people to join. Our office is in Lekki Phase 1, but people can call us to find out more details. We're going to, you know, take in more people. We're going to offer that opportunity.
And on your website, they can also see the training courses that are coming up.
Yes, you can see all the courses, and you can sign up for whichever one you want at reti.com.ng. And then someone else said how to get the training. Please call that number.
Can you give the number again so people can take it down?
Yes, 0701-8833-484. You know, the person who picks up will give all details and information you need to know about the upcoming training for next week. Another interesting thing that we do is that we don't just train. We have a program called the Growth Support Plan for all the people that we have trained. I like to do my things a little bit differently because I'm interested in sustainability. I want to know what happens to these guys after we train them, right? So we have this growth support plan, an alumni platform for everyone who's trained, where we monitor them and we share opportunities, including installation jobs and also opportunities about jobs for those who want to be employed in solar companies.
Okay.
We're trying to work with other HR firms to employ our students, employ the
so
people.
So it's an added benefit people get.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Okay. And now for REAN, Renewable Energy Association of Nigeria, we have a partnership with REAN for RETI students. They have a huge 70% discount for RETI students to join REAN. Actually, they dedicated a whole portal for RETI alumni. So it is an ecosystem of support that you're going to get as a student, if you pass through. So that someone asked about materials.
Yes, so quality of materials. How do you make sure you're getting the right quality? What do they need to look for?
Oh, exactly. So that's even one of the things that a subtopic in our training program, you know. So when you come, you're going to learn all this. We have partners who offer very quality products. I'm also very interested in quality because it's the quality that gives this bad name to the industry.
What made you concerned in the first place to start this, right?
Oh, yes, exactly, because I found a solution that were not working. The batteries, are they good products? You know, so these are the things to know. I can advise more eventually when people contact us about quality, because it's one of the things that we tell them when they come.
Okay, so it's part of the training. They learn how to look for the right quality.
And we even advise and tell you how to import. If you want to import,
right,
we tell you all of that. We give you contacts of wholesalers, manufacturers,
right,
so that you can get only the quality products, so that we'll stop giving the bad name. That's all that does not work. It does work.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you another question. I understand a couple of months ago, you went back to D.C. and you spent time with Ivanka Trump. For something related to a U.S. investment fund. What was that about?
Oh, okay, thank you. That was called the OPIC 2X, OPIC 2X Initiative, which is a $1 billion investment fund for women entrepreneurs.
And how much did you collect?
So people have been asking that. Please, I didn't collect money, but I was honored to actually be one of the only 15 women in Africa that was selected to meet with Ivanka Trump and talk about women entrepreneurship, and actually had the honor to advise the strategy of the OPIC 2X for Africa. You know, so because it's International Day of the Rights of the Women, for Girl, Child, something like that, I give this one to women out there that you can be all that you want to be, and there are opportunities for you now. You know, you can even train as a solar engineer. Sometimes women don't think that they can.
Right.
I am a woman, I'm not an engineer, but I trained, I took the course. Nobody, my daddy or mommy, did not help me to take the course, but I went and took the course myself. I'm trying to communicate that as a woman, you can be that. We even provide scholarship for women that want to go undergo the training, and we've already sent out emails for how women can contact us. So I'm just trying to say you can be more. We advise our trainees to take on opportunities. There are lots of opportunities for energy entrepreneurs out there. I received one such opportunity at the Nigerian Alternative Energy Expo in 2015.
Right.
They were the ones who gave me my first platform when I had these ideas of solar without knowing what to do. Right, but those people helped me. That program is also coming up in Abuja tomorrow, and people can go out and try to take opportunities. That's what we offer our trainees when they come to our school. I want people listening to know that when you come to RETI, we don't leave you afterwards. I was surprised that some of our students didn't call, but they are all there listening, and there's a lot for you if you come.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Glory. This has been a great 30 minutes. I think it's been incredibly helpful to the people of Lagos to hear about your story and your journey, and actually how climate change and renewable energy has taken you not only to the village in Nigeria, but also to the highest echelons of power in the world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, and we hope to have you back on soon. But again, for those listeners who want to learn more, want to train, let's give us the phone number one more time where they can call so they can get trained by your company.
Okay, you can call 0701-8833-484, 0701-8833-484, and you can go to reti.com.ng, R-E-T-T-I.
Thank you very much, Glory. It's been a great discussion, and have a great week. And Lagos, look forward to speaking to you again next week. Over.